morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, April 21st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the lifting of our hands. Our text taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Pastor Chris says, in the scriptures, there are copious references to the import and blessings of the lifting of our hands. Psalm chapter 134 verses 1 and 2 says, Beloved, bless ye the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. When we lift our hands, blessings are released. Divine power flows through our hands. Once I was in a meeting where there were many people with arthritis, and a lot of them couldn't lift their hands. I asked the Lord, why do we have so many people in that place with arthritis? The Lord's response to me was very interesting. He said, I said in my word, to lift your hands and worship me. Lifting your hands in worship will keep you away from such ailments as arthritis. Sadly, many don't know this. Then he said, if those people had been praying, worshiping, praising with their hands lifted, as the scripture says, they would have never suffered arthritis. The things that God tells us to do are for our sake, for our blessing, such as the lifting of our hands. Every so often in times of prayer and worship, let your hands go up. Lift your hands to the Lord as a sign of your recognition of His grace and glory in your life. Remember the symbolism of the evening sacrifice offered on the brazen altar is reflected in the lifting up of our hands. Therefore, when you lift your hands in worship, it pleases God more than all the bulls and goats sacrificed on that brazen altar in the Old Testament. David was well acquainted with the priesthood ministry in the Old Tabernacle. Also, he was a prophet of God, and by the Spirit he had a revelation of the New Testament, and saw that the lifting of our hands today had taken the place of the burnt offering in the Old Testament. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. The Apostle Paul here was referring to spiritual worship, an offering of praise to the Father from a joyful heart, full of love and thanksgiving. Even now, lift your hands and worship the Lord for His love, mercy and kindness. Tell Him how much you love Him. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I lift my hands in worship to You, in praise of Your majesty, for You alone are God. Worthy of all adoration. There's none like You. You are great and mighty. Throughout all generations, You are the same. Faithful, just, righteous. Holy, pure, and true. I love You, Lord. For further study, please read 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 41. Psalm chapter 63 verse 4 from the ESV. And Luke chapter 24 verse 50. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, Even now, lift your hands and worship the Lord for His love, mercy and kindness. Tell Him how much you love Him. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarreach.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.